You're listening to the Obesity Revolution. We're adding fat to fat. You can join the revolution. Follow the conversation and Sean's weight loss journey at theobesityrevolution.com. Now, here's Sean Mulroney.
What is up, everybody? Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast. I am Sean Mulroney, and yep, that's right. You know what to do. Follow me on my social media platforms. I'm so thankful for everyone that follows me, and we're family. You know, that's what I got to sing to you all the time is we are family. And you all are, man. You all make a difference in my life. You inspire me. You know, the messages this week, thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I try to read them all. And I will get to them. I promise. And if nothing else, you reach out. We will get you the help that you need. And that's what, you know, our podcast and what the Obesity Revolution is all about. That's why the Obesity Revolution podcast is brought to you by the Obesity Revolution. And, you know, we're there. I say it all the time. Our four pillars is to make sure that we always identify the problem, especially with obesity and anything that's dealing with that, because it doesn't define us, and you can't let it define you. And you know what? You know, a few episodes ago, I told you, you know, you are more than enough. You don't have to be anything. You be you, and you do you, and you do it for you. So don't ever go down that path, but identify the problem even in your life and surrounding. And then not only that, but, you know, education is vital. You know, educate. And then we want to inspire, but then we also want to execute. So it's one thing to know it. It's another thing to execute and get the job done. And that's what it's all about. Of course, you know, we have our closed group, big community. If you need any support there, you just join that. It's a closed group. It's non-judgment group. And then, you know, we also have the VIP, which you go to theobesityrevolution.com and you can sign up for that. And we have weekly support group meetings, workouts, you know, meal plans, all that stuff to get you, even if you're bedbound, you can't get out of your chair, whatever the case may be, you're in your home, you're hiding in the shadows of the obesity and in your homebound, agoraphobic, it's we're there for you. And we want to create that environment. So guess what? You get validation. You get a voice. And I got your back. And I know you have my back. So let's do this together. You know, let's walk and do life together and make sure that we lift each other with support and accountability. And I'm excited. I got an incredible guest. You all will probably recognize him, and he's amazing. Just a great guy from Houston. He has, you know, many titles, of course, and, you know, some of his titles is that, you know, he's a son, he's a brother, a friend, colleague, salesman, account executive, senior, you know, class president, ex-boyfriend. Check it out. I mean, I guarantee it, you know, all of us, you know, can say that, at least I can. I mean, but you'll find out what I mean, but I'm not going to give it away. I mean, I'm going to let him, you know, tell you about what that ex-boyfriend aspect, because it's a little bit bigger than life than what we actually understand, not just like a breakup, but it was a breakup scene among many, many people. And, but then here's the thing, Kim has helped me out, tremendously. I just got my Lympha, pod, which is a game changer. I mean, I'm so stoked. I can't even take it. So, he's walked me through some things and just wait, we're going to roll up our sleeves and we're going to talk about this, but I'm going to introduce my guest, Cam Aiella. Cam, what's up, man? Welcome to the Obesity Revolution podcast, buddy.
Howdy, Sean. As we say in Texas, I am so happy to be here, man. I'm looking forward to this conversation.
Well, I am too, Cam. And you know what? Here's the thing, Cam. Listen to this. You got a little bit of a background, which I want to get into. Uh-huh. You know, you're Cam Aiella, but you know, Cam Aiella was on sort of a, you know, a conundrum and a type show, and you're a celebrity. I mean, you're not just little stuff. You are a celebrity, and how did that come about? Tell everybody, which they'll probably recognize your name once I put that, you know, picture out there, but tell everybody about that. What's up?
Yes. So I guess what got me a little bit of notoriety is I was a contestant on The Bachelorette on ABC. So I was on two seasons ago with Hannah Brown was the lead.
Ah.
And that didn't go too well for me. And I'm sure we'll go a little bit more in depth as to why that didn't go well for me, but how honestly going through that vulnerability and in that low place actually was really the catalyst, the conduit and the catapult for doing what I do now personally, professionally, and what really is my purpose on this earth.
Wow. So Cam took my spot. I was supposed to be on The Bachelorette that season. And then I got dismissed right off the bat. So, I mean, yeah. But anyways, I forgive you for that, Cam. Just remember that. I forgive you.
I appreciate that. They frown upon other contestants that are married with children. So I think you may have been disqualified out the gate.
Hey, that's right. I forgot about that. Okay. Now that you tell me, I tried. But anyways, but I didn't get it. My wife, you know, gave me a scolding too. So I get it. I get it, brother. But so, you know, you're on this show. So the other thing that's amazing to me, Cam, is that what you value now, of course, because you are a primary lymphedema patient.
Yes.
Even through all this. And, you know, in April 2019, you became the first celebrity ambassador for the New York-based global nonprofit called LEARN. What is LEARN, so everybody else doesn't know what that is?
Yeah. So LEARN is an acronym that stands for Lymphatic Education and Research Network. And really, Sean, what their mission is to not only raise awareness in the general public, but ultimately to evoke change so we can get more research funding to change the curriculum in medical school. So that way, when these physicians are graduated and they're ready to start seeing patients, they're educated and equipped to not only diagnose lymphedema, but ultimately provide patients with better treatments, because that is just a huge gap, which I will probably get into later on. But you've contested from your own background with not having a lot of doctors who can give you a better treatment protocol than what they are currently doing
for lymphedema. And also wrapping. I mean, it costs an arm and a leg for that. None of that's covered. You know what I'm saying? And it's like going over, you have to go through so much red tape in order to get that, even to get diagnosed, is like, you know, putting your finger in a blender type thing. I mean, there's a lot to it, Cam. I mean, people think that, oh, just go ahead and do that because, you know, I've had doctors just say, oh, you lose weight, that's going to go away. You know, that's just fat. You know what I mean? You're just struggling with obesity and then it will go away. But there's more to it than that, which, you know, LEARN, also Kathy Bates is a spokesperson for LEARN too as well, because she has secondary lymphedema, if I'm not mistaken. Am I correct in saying that?
That is correct. After she had her double mastectomy from her breast cancer, pretty much almost instantaneously after her surgery, when they took many, many lymph nodes out, she developed secondary lymphedema, and it made her madder than hell because she kind of knew the risk going into her cancer treatment that lymphedema was a possibility. So when it actually happened to her, it was something that really, really impacted her physically, emotionally. But she really, you know, I'll give it to her. She rose to the occasion.
Yeah, she
used her celebrity.
Yes.
And she is now the face of Lymphatic Education and Research Network. And I've had the privilege of getting to know Kathy and having dinner with her, and her really giving me the motivation to be an advocate and an ambassador for this cause.
Wow, Cam, that's incredible. And that she did that and use that, because she turned her pain into a purpose, just like you did. I mean,
absolutely.
And that's what it's all about. If we have these pains that we go through, you know, and then having that purpose to where, you know, before you became a compression therapist consultant with LymphaPress, you was a LymphaPress patient, correct? So
yes.
tell us about that, which, by the way, I got my LymphaPod, and we'll talk more about that, but I'm like cranked. I feel like a kid in a candy store. You know what I'm saying? It's just amazing, Cam. But you weren't just, you know, a consultant and a therapist, you know, a compression therapy consultant, but you were a patient. Tell us how that came about in your story about lymphedema, if you will,
yes,
please.
Yes, absolutely. So, basically right when I got off of The Bachelorette, it was something that I never thought that I would be in the lymphedema industry professionally. It never even crossed my mind. And it actually took, there was some random stranger writing a blog in a lymphedema blog forum about, hey, this contestant on The Bachelorette has lymphedema. And what's so unfortunate about it, Sean, is when I actually talked about my lymphedema on The Bachelorette, they edited it out completely. Like, they couldn't even hear me say the words lymphedema. And so when I was talking to Hannah, who was The Bachelorette, about my lymphedema, she accepted it very well. And I said, look, I'm not telling you this so you feel sorry for me. I don't need your pity. I'm just telling you this because if you're taking this process seriously and you do end up selecting me to be your future fiance and then ultimately your future husband, we're going to go exchange wedding vows and we're going to say things like in sickness and in health. So me having lymphedema, it is a chronic condition that has no widespread cure. So I just need to know that you're okay with that. I want to be honest and transparent with you. And the issue was, Sean, is that another guy in the house caught wind of that, and I guarantee it was producer manipulated, and basically accused me of making up this medical sob story so Hannah would feel sorry for me and give me a pity roast. She ended up the other guy's word for it, and I ended up getting sent home for having lymphedema. And a lot of people don't know about that. People who followed some podcast episodes where I've talked about it a little bit more in depth, but it was honestly that tipping point for me, Sean, where lymphedema is something that I've always kind of hidden from people. And like, this was my big, I guess, kind of coming out announcement, if you will, on a television show that has over 8 million viewers any given week. And they robbed that of me. And not only did they rob that of me, but they basically villainized me and made me feel guilty for having this condition that got zero representation when I was on TV. So coming off of that journey, I honestly was kind of, I was depressed. I didn't want to really face this quote unquote real world, because now the general public, and you know better than anybody, Sean, social media can be a great place, but also it can be a very dark place.
Yes.
I was getting the death threats. I was getting all these hateful comments about my character because of this perception of who people thought I was that was being, you know, shown on the television show. So when I got the call from the CEO of Learn to go meet Kathy Bates at Dallas, I was honestly on the fence about it. I was like, well, what is the purpose of this? And well, sure enough, after that dinner that I had with Kathy, she basically said, Cam, the lymphedema community needs you. We do not have a male representation, and there is a huge male patient population. We need you to shout it from the rooftops to use this platform that you now have access to. So that was what really course corrected my life to say, you know what, I need to not only embrace my lymphedema, but I need to share my story. I need to bring more awareness. And then ultimately, I need to find a way that I can make money off of it, because I need to make this my profession. So I interviewed with a bunch of different compression stocking companies, garments, and even a couple of other pump manufacturers that I tried throughout the years. But really, my heart was being drawn towards LymphaPress, because that's the device that I had been using for really 4 years and has been the one that's given me the best results. So it just was a natural fit. And so, you know, God gave me the opportunity to move back to Houston, where I'm from, because they had an opening there. And I've been here for the past year and a half, and I just love every single day I get to educate physicians, therapists, and then ultimately patients about not only lymphedema, but the tools and the valuable tools like LymphaPress can bring to managing the condition.
Man, Cam, you are a champion. That's what I'm going to call you.
I love that. A champion.
You're a champion, man. That's what you are, brother. I want to charge hell with a squirt gun right now, because I'm so stinking mad that on The Bachelor that's sick. It's exploitive. I mean, and not only that, but they degraded you because you had an illness, a disease that they wanted to go and Cam, bro, I'm sorry. I mean, I'm livid.
I was too, and it gets even worse, Sean, but it gets better too, but here's how it got worse.
Yes, so, go ahead.
After The Bachelorette, I was crazy enough to answer the calls from the producers to bring me back 2 months later to do the spinoff Bachelor in Paradise, which, for those of you who aren't familiar, it's basically they take previous contestants from The Bachelor and Bachelorette and they bring them to this beautiful beach on the Mexico coast to basically get redemption, get a second shot at love. So I took their word for it. I thought that they were going to give me better representation and maybe I do find my person out there. So when that didn't work out, when I didn't find my person and I got sent home, they had a live taping reunion that they invited me back to. And I said, guys, you've not only edited out my lymphedema once, you've done it twice. And if I'm going to go to this live taping reunion, I'm literally going to make a shirt that says I have lymphedema. Google it. And the producer's like, yeah, that's a great idea. Great. I show up to Los Angeles to the Warner Brothers studio lot. We get there. We film the episode. And the following night when it airs, Sean, I kid you not, they literally had the blurred mark over my shirt wearing a curse word. I'm not even joking.
Come on.
And their excuse was, they said, Cam, well, it's because your shirt had the word Google in it, and that's copywritten. I said, no, Google's in Webster's Dictionary. I've checked with lawyers. You don't need copyrights to have a shirt that says, I have lymphedema, Google it. So once again, three times in a row, they robbed my representation of lymphedema. So, sick. That just really, you know, fired me up to do what Kathy Bates told me to do, which is to shout it from the mountaintops and to embrace this thing that used to define me. I was then going to flip that narrative and define it. I was going to take control. And now it's my profession. And I love what I get to do, despite the journey of getting there.
Bro, I can't. I mean, my stomach's in knots right now, number one. You know, my mind, you know, I feel like that I got about three boilers going off, you know, and ready, my head's going to, you know, just explode because I'm so mad. And the thing is that not only that, you went and wore a shirt that I have lymphedema, Google it, and they blurted out the produce. They didn't do that. So not just one time, two times, but three times they stopped that. And then they were saying that you were using it as a ploy, number one, to take the onus off of them. And so now you're shouting this from the rooftops where you have a platform that is crushing it. And, you know, you were just on Wendy Williams' show. She has lymphedema. Mm-hmm. You know, you're doing all this stuff. You know, you're on all of, you know, Lymphopress's, you know, brochures, which is amazing. And the fact that what you're doing right now, Cam, because that's the same thing. So here's the thing. You know, lymphedema is one thing. It's the same thing with obesity. There's that prejudice. You know, I can't even get ads to stick in certain places because they'll shut us down because they see me as an obese person. They'll take it down because there's this, you know, prejudice. So lymphedema has prejudices and then also obesity. So which I believe obesity is the last acceptable prejudice. But then you got lymphedema, which millions of people have. And nobody talks about it. And that's the people that don't even know what lymphedema is. Yep. And so it's like, here's this platform to where your pain, I mean, you know, Kathy Bates, yeah, but you used your pain to where, I mean, and being in the public eye of, you know, 8 million people and them shutting you down and degrading you to where it puts you in that whole depression. It just like, and then what was like that switch? Like whenever, you know, you met with Kathy Bates, you said, okay, I'm going to do this. What really took it to that level? Just that didn't, you use it to fuel you. It didn't defeat you. It drove you is what it did, right?
Yeah. Yeah. And even taking several steps back, I guess several chapters back in my life. So I was actually diagnosed with primary lymphedema at age 11. And really? That's a very delicate time in a person's life because you're going through puberty, you're growing, your body's changing, the world around you's changing. You know, you really start to try to find your identity because you're not like, you know, a toddler where your parents are doing everything for you. You have a sense of independence and you have your self-identity. And when you're basically told that you may have cancer and they go and do a surgery and the surgery ends up making the lymphedema become prevalent, I basically have told people that I truly think I became a man at age 11 because I was told that you now have lymphedema and if you don't do anything about it, you're basically going to be getting elephantitis. And they show you these terrible pictures of patients' extremities that are just 10, 20 times the size of the other one. So that honestly kind of scared me straight. And beyond scaring me straight into compliance, into doing all the things necessary to manage it, I also wanted to prove to all of those coaches and to all of those doctors and to all those opponents that I played in football and basketball that you say I can't do something, well, you know, hold my beer, or when I was younger, hold my Gatorade, and I'm going to show you that I can do it, and I can do it better than you.
Dude, Campion. He's a Campion. This is the Campion right there. He's the world class Campion. So the NCAA, you played basketball, you played football, right? What team?
I played basketball. Basketball my freshman year of college.
For who?
I played at a smaller D2 school in northern Texas, and then I transferred to Texas A&M, and that's where I ended up graduating. And after my freshman year, just the physical demands of the game at that level, it got to a point where it was causing me more pain than pleasure. And
sure.
I had checked that box. I got to say, yeah, I played college basketball. I accomplished that goal. Now it's time for me to focus on my education, have a little fun in college, and then ultimately start worrying about or putting my energy into what I want to do, you know, professionally once I graduate.
And you were that first NCAA basketball player to play with lymphedema of the leg, correct? Am I correct to say
yes.
that?
Yes, sir. Wow. And what's interesting now is how socially acceptable compression is. Because when I was playing, players weren't wearing compression garments like I was, right? So now you see like Nike, Under Armour.
Right.
You can't watch any professional sporting event. I don't care if it's football, baseball, or even golf. You see these athletes wearing compression garments because it's now deemed medically necessary to help recovery. But when I was doing it, for example, when I would be playing in basketball and I'd be at the free throw line and it was an away game, literally the fans in the opposing team would chant pantyhose, pantyhose when I was at the free throw line.
Wow.
Like, and that was a medical condition that I had. So again, I could have, you know, curled up in a ball in self-pity, but I actually used that as my motivation to focus even harder. So when I would drain one of those free throws after them, you know, chanting pantyhose, I would bend over like, you know, a centerfold pinup girl, and I would stretch that pantyhose garment, and then I would blow them all a kiss.
That's so awesome, bro. Oh, Cam, you're the greatest dude. I mean, I can't even tell you, man. I'm just that's awesome, bro. I mean, I'm blowing a kiss at the centerfold.
That's right,
dude. You are that Campion. That's hashtag. That's what's gonna happen to Campion. Be a Campion. The thing is that, you know, and then you had experienced eight episodes of infection. Which I'm so privy to that. I mean, I've had 20 infections since 2000.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. And infections, unfortunately, is kind of comes with the territory with lymphedema.
Now,
I don't want to scare the listeners that everybody with lymphedema is going to get infections, but it can happen. And even outside of your control, when you are doing all the right things, you are exercising, you are eating right, you are wearing your compression. And that's what happened to me. And that's what's probably the most frustrating part. And I'm sure a lot of your community that is trying to get everything with their weight loss goals. And sometimes our bodies just wants to do what they want to do. And we have to come to peace with that.
Yes.
And it's not the outcome that needs to bother us. It's the effort. And I always knew that I was going to give my best effort regardless of the outcome.
Man, that's a powerful statement right there, folks. You go back and listen to that over and over again. But that infection went, you know, within the bone that was almost resulted in, you know, an amputation, right? I mean,
yes, I've had several orthopedic oncologists at very highly reputable hospital systems in Texas and in California and in the Mayo Clinics in Arizona that they just said, yeah, you know, these infections of the bone are going to keep coming back. So your best course of action is just to do an above the knee amputation. And honestly,
man,
Sean, there was a point about 2 years ago when I came to peace with that and I said, all right, let's just do it. But you know, call it serendipitous, call it luck, call it just, you know, God looking over me.
Yeah, it was.
And there was a team of specialists at the Boston Children's Hospital who basically did some very advanced lymphatic imaging, and they basically got to the root cause, and they said, yeah, this amputation is not going to fix you. It's actually going to make things worse. So let's readjust how we're treating your lymphedema, And that can help with these infection episodes. So I'm actually going to be getting a total knee replacement next week, believe it or not. So a little bit anxious about that. But again, I think just having a positive support team with my church, with my friends, with my family, and now this amazing lymphedema community, I've never felt more at peace with probably the most invasive surgery that I'm going to undergo.
That's awesome, Cam. I mean, there's nothing like support, you know. I mean, support and accountability, you know what I mean? And social acceptance validates everyone. I mean, once you have that and you know it can make you thrive, you know, and that's what you're doing. I mean, and I'll be praying, and everybody pray for Cam, I mean, during this surgery next week that he's having, because he needs it. And I've never been under the knife, but these infections, I've had, you know, 20 infections, 14 hospitalizations, and then almost died three times from Stevens-Johnson syndrome, from an allergic reaction to an antibiotic. Yep. And then I've had sepsis where my white blood count was 28,000. And it's supposed to be between 7 and 10.
Yeah.
And my temperature was 104.9. Mm. And so they brought the ICU to me, and they told my wife, they said, you know, you need to call
make
some
arrangements.
Yes, yeah. Correct. That's how, as I was delirious. And so, you know, God had bigger plans for me, knew it, you know what I mean, to where I fought about it. Because I had one hospital stay, Cam, that the doctors were so dismissive and wouldn't listen to me at all and told me I had all these things that I was in the darkest period of my life that year. And, you know, I didn't want to go on because I'm fighting this lymphedema. Because, you know, and I know that, you know, if you don't get rid of the water weight, you can't get rid of the fat because the water protects the fat. Yep. And that's the thing. And then the inflammation. And so I've been through a catch 22, which my biggest hurdle is my lymphedema. And that's where, you know, number one, you became that ambassador for Learn. You know, which, you know, that they've made so many, you know, cut down so many paths and pioneered through this. And, you know, which I want to, you know, go into this. I'm keeping it to the best for last as far as, you know, with my Lymphapod, which, I mean, I get in that thing and I can just, you know, go all day. But the thing that you also were a keynote, did a keynote speech at the Harvard Medical School and Lymphedema Symposium. Wow.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
That was really my moment when I felt that I had, I guess, arrived in the lymphedema community. And that wasn't a sense of like, okay, I just felt supported. But it's like I went from being on a ridiculous reality TV show, battling severe depression, to trying to find my purpose in life, to receiving a phone call that led to a dinner invitation with an Academy Award winning actress, to then being called to be an ambassador and an advocate for a condition that I had been ashamed of and I had been running from ever since I was 11 years old. So really kind of turning a tragedy into triumph came full circle when I was at Harvard Medical School giving a keynote speech at literally a facility that was around the corner from the Boston Children's Hospital, who saved my leg
and probably my life. Wow.
So I really had the feels when I was
full
up there
circle.
Giving that. Yeah,
full
circle of life.
Man, you went from being operated on the button, then all of a sudden to Harvard, and you're speaking at this symposium. I mean, I know you said, but how did you feel? I mean, I know you like you got the feel goods and stuff like that, but how did you really feel? I mean, seriously, how? I mean, I mean Harvard. I could have never got into Harvard. You know what I'm saying?
It's same like, here. I went to Texas A&M. There's always a bunch of Aggie jokes. But,
right. And I was saying, I was my story's been featured in Forbes. Well, I never read Forbes. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly.
So I'm like, here, fat guy on Forbes. You know, type thing. So but how did you feel? I mean, like how like.
There was a little bit of, and I'm sure some of your listeners or maybe you've heard of this whole theory of, you know, imposter syndrome. Like I didn't feel that I was
worthy enough to be speaking
at this symposium in front of some of the top physicians and then patients, all in this auditorium where it's like, you know, my life was so much different 6 months ago. So it's like, how do we make that pivot? And, you know, life is random, but I feel like God has a plan for all of us.
Yes,
and sometimes we just have to just trust him and know that the pain that you go through on a daily basis, whether it's through your obesity or your lymphedema or any other, you know, debilitation that you may be facing on a daily basis. But if you can make that pain your strength and you can learn life lessons through those trials and tribulations, you may not know it in the moment, but I guarantee you a week, a year, however long down the road, you're going to look back and you're going to be so proud of yourself for making major strides. Yes. Not only your self-care, but your mental health care.
Wow. In all thy will, anything I can think of, in all thy ways acknowledge him and he will direct thy paths.
Absolutely.
That's what I'm thinking. And all things work together for good. Not all things are good, but all things work together for good to them to love God, to them are to call it according to his purpose. And that's what I say all the time. The ingredients that goes into life and trusting the process that, you know, things don't happen to us, they happen for us. Yes. And if we can embrace that, you know, embrace the bad, you know, because if everything was good, we wouldn't appreciate it. And you know what I started saying, you know, Cam, is like, you know, you go through a valley. Well, I'm not going through a valley. I'm just switching mountains.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
You know,
exactly.
That's how I have to look at it, because if I, you know, you have to go the, you know, nothing grows on the mountaintop. Everything grows in the valley. And, you know, and, you know, even, you know, Jesus Christ, he's the lily of the valley. And yes. It's amazing that, you know, it's so simple, you know, the water of life, the bread of life. And I've learned that, you know, where my trust is, and I, like I said, I don't push my faith on anybody, but my faith is part of my healing and what I am and who I am. And I'm vocal about it. And just like you, it's like where you've been through all this stuff to get you to where you're at. I, you know, and somebody, and I'm going to ask you this question. I'll tell you what I said. Would you change anything about your past?
Absolutely not. And I think immediate responses is like, well, I would like to have not gone through these surgeries, but it's like every single one of these bouts of infections and these surgeries and these broken relationships and this public humiliation has really, you know, given me an opportunity to grow as an individual. And my favorite Bible verse, Sean, is 2 Corinthians 4-8. And it's we are afflicted in every way.
Yes.
But not crushed. Perplexed, but not driven to despair.
Yes.
Persecuted, but not forsaken. Struck down, but not destroyed. Right. And that's just, to me, can speak to anybody, regardless of your religious background, just to know that life is rough. It can give you as much daily, you know, struggles and challenges, but if you rise to the occasion and to those challenges, you do come out stronger.
Wow. And you know what? And those things that do make us stronger, you know, are all for that purpose, because, you know, here what I'm saying to that effect, I'm answering this back, is that he said, you know, Jesus said, you know, yet when I am weak, then is he strong. And his strength is made perfect in our weakness.
Absolutely.
So it's like, you know, we're stronger because his strength. And whenever we say that, you know, there is strength and vulnerability and saying, you know what, God wants us to rely on him and say, okay, here I am. You know, I can't do this. And then that's what full surrender is whenever we understand that I'm doing this in my own power, and we can do it in our own power, but that just knocks us down. But whenever, you know, it's just like, you know, the guy, they were on their honeymoon, the husband and wife, and the husband fell overboard on the ship, right? Mm-hmm. And whenever he was down there, I mean, this big ship, you know, is going. He's down there, doesn't know how to swim, and he's, you know, jumping, fearing for his life and everything. The woman's there, sees the diver, the professional diver, and kept on begging him to go in, and he kept just looking over. And she goes, when are you going to do something? When are you going to do something? And then he stopped, looked at her, and looked down, and they couldn't see her. Nobody could see the husband anymore. And then he dove in and brought him then and saved him. And, you know, they resuscitated him, got all the water out of his lungs. And the woman went to him. She goes, why did you wait so long? And he says, well, I had to find out. He had to stop fighting. If he would have fought, if I would have went in after him, he would have drug me down too. Mm. And it's like sometimes we just have to stop and say, okay, I need to look up and say, here I am. I can't do this on my own. And that's what you've done, Cam. And the thing is that what you're passionate about, and I know this, is helping all patients who want to help themselves. And And you really enjoy working with the patients of all ages, don't you? I mean, you, you know, backgrounds, you know, especially, you know, pediatric and veterans. And, you know, we have a good friend, Kelly Bell. You know what I'm saying?
Awesome.
He is awesome.
He is such an inspiration.
He is. And he's been through it. I mean, he had it all through his body. You know what I'm saying? And, you know, it's just that you being that lymphedema advocacy is your purpose, your passion, and your profession now.
Yes.
And I'm going to say this too, Cam, is that, you know, yesterday you called me. I just got my Lymphapod. And I want you to explain to everybody out there what the Lymphapod is, especially if you're struggling. We'll get you in contact. Everything will be in the show notes and everything on how you can get a hold of, you know, whatever we're going to do. We want to get you into a Lymphapress, you know, whatever you need. There's all kinds of things. But, you know, the thing that you did yesterday, you walked me through it. You know, Doug Weissman, I mean, it was it was God pointed. I've been wanting to get this Lymphapod for a year, okay? Mm-hmm. And I'll tell you this, and just then I'll get into where, and I didn't know how. I mean, I was, you know, my nurse practitioner was on leave after having a child, and, you know, she came back, and then Betty Westbrook, you know her, shout out to Betty.
Yes.
Betty's a little spitfire. I mean, she's, you know, I call her, you know, a raging bull, small, you know what I mean? She's gonna get the job done. Well, we were talking, and I said, she goes, well, what do you want to do with therapy and stuff? And I said, you know, COVID has really set me back because I was having therapists come to my home, and they had to back that up, all that stuff. And so, anyways, she said, well, what do you want to do? I said, well, I want to get this Lymphapod. I said, I don't know if you know anything about that. She goes, do I? And all of a sudden, Cam, here's what happened. So Betty says, I'm going to get you taken care of. I'm like, okay, awesome, Betty. I said, I appreciate, you know, whatever. And I'm thinking this long, you know, it's going to take time or whatever. So guess what she does? She goes, I know everybody there at Lympha, you know, Press, you know, Med Solution. She goes, so she gets on the phone with Brenda Viola. Right?
Yeah,
you know Brenda. I mean, you know Brenda. Yeah. Brenda's incredible. I was just, you know, I just got featured on, you know, the Lympha Press and everything, their YouTube, and she interviewed me. And so I didn't know this, but Betty reached out, and Brenda reached out to Doug Weissman, which is, you know, here in St. Louis. And then within 24 hours, I had Doug Weissman calling me. And then him the next day, you know, Aaron still wasn't back yet, my nurse practitioner. And he says, well, here's what you have to do. He ran me through everything, like walked me through it, you know, what I need to do, how we're going to get this done. And so anyways, Aaron the next day, listen, you don't think it's a God thing, you know, and we think, well, when God doesn't show up, it's just when God wants to remain anonymous, right? Mm-hmm. And so he goes, and next day, Aaron texts me. She goes, Hey, I'm back. Are you ready for a televisit? Because she didn't know anything about this. So I had to get a hold of her, and I was sort of worried whenever she was going to get back. And she texted me that day and said, let's do a televisit. We did. I told her about that. Doug and her were on the phone that next day. I had the Lymphapod already. Everything was, you know, after everything got, you know, put in, within, I think, 4 or 5 days, my Lymphapod got approved 100%. And then I had it about, you know, 2 days later.
Yeah. Yeah,
and then now I'm talking
really
to you.
We really care about our patients because
you do.
Our whole tagline is because life can be better, and it can be.
Bro. And then you're on the phone. You spent time with me yesterday, sent me over a thing because the Lymphapod has an app where I can run the whole session off of my phone, and then you send me over, say, hey, Sean, here, why don't we do this, here, I'm going to turn this up, which I'm like, I'm listening to you, but, you know, it's going over, you know, like screen doors on the submarine, because I'm understanding a little bit, but I'm not, and I said, okay, I'll just do what you say for me to do. You send it over, I put that in, put it over there, I hit that, and boom, I go through that session that you made up for me, and man, did I feel so great yesterday after that session. I'm telling you what, man.
Awesome.
And it's because of my champion, Cam Ayala. That's what it's about. So tell everybody real quick as we wrap this up about lympho, you know, the lymphopress and some of the pumps and stuff like that, and how, you know, what if they, if somebody has lymphedema, which I know a lot of people that listen have it, what tell people about it and what they need to do. Could you do that for me, please?
Absolutely. Absolutely. So there's a common misconception that pneumatic compression devices can be harmful to your lymphatics, and we have debunked that myth 10 times over. We have a ton of clinical studies. So, you know, if you have a therapist that says, hey, this pump's going to be harmful to you, I encourage you to seek second opinions.
Yes.
And from an ordering perspective, it's really easy. We have a whole case development team that will work with your physician and with your lymphedema therapist, if you have one, to get all the documentation needed for your insurance to approve it. Even things like Medicare and Medicaid will cover pumps. It blows my mind that Medicare does not cover things like compression garments.
Nope.
But they'll cover a pump, right?
Yes.
And it just, it's such a flawed system to where, if you think it from this lens, that Medicare will cover patients' contact lenses or eyeglasses or optometry visits every year because they know it's necessary to have that maintenance to make the patient's vision, which ultimately impacts their quality of life. However, the flawed system as it pertains to lymphedema is they basically make a patient have to get open wounds or these other severe episodes of infection before they start covering things.
Yes.
So the good news about pneumatic compression is we've come a long way for not only the technology but the coverage. So I encourage you to reach out to either myself or Brenda Viola, and we'll get you set up with your local representatives for lymphopress. But essentially, for the audience members who may be more on the obese side, you know, 400 plus pounds, and you have struggled with other pneumatic compression devices or just getting garments in general, we have the ability to either customize or have larger garments, and even things like the pod that Sean is currently using that is literally made for patients who are in the upper weight threshold.
Up to 750 pounds.
Yes. Exactly.
Yes.
And so we're here for you. You are not alone. And it is never too late, as Sean said. As long as there is still oxygen in your lungs and you're still breathing, it is never too late to move forward with your life.
Because if you ain't dead, you ain't done. That's all there is to it.
Exactly.
Cam, I mean, I love you, man. I mean, I'm serious. So you are a godsend in my life. I mean, you have inspired me. I mean, I can't even tell you that, you know, from your story, what you've been through to where it is now. But that the lymphopod that I have, okay. Well, how does that explain a little bit how that works, real quick, if you would.
Sure. So visually, everyone, if you've never even seen a pneumatic compression pump before, specifically for the lymphopod, the garment itself, the pod, is almost kind of like a big sleeping bag. You know, when you were a kid and you had the little sleeping bags when you went camping, you just zip up both sides. Well, it's literally that easy to put on that garment. You lay it across a flat surface, typically. It can be a sofa or a bed, wherever you're comfortable, and you position yourself in it, and then you just zip up on the left side and the right side, and it'll actually go all the way past your navel. So if you have that abdominal edema and swelling, which is very prevalent in obese patients, you're
going to
get that coverage. You're going to get that compression. And basically what happens, everyone, is it basically does an inflation cycle where it starts at the base of your feet. It inflates those chambers and it progressively moves up to the top of the garment. So right underneath your breastbone or however high it goes up, it holds that inflation and then it drops the pressure. It gives your veins and your lymphatic system time to recover and ultimately to move that lymphatic and vascular fluid that grows stagnant, which causes some of these ulcerations, these infections, and obviously the chronic swelling. So really think of it as the street cleaners, right? You have maybe an automobile accident on the major freeway and all that traffic is backing up. So all the swelling is happening in your extremities and we're coming through, we're pushing through, we're pressure washing those roads and we're getting you clear and we're clearing out those train tracks so those train carts can move through and you can move on with your life.
Wow, man, that's what it is. And like I said this to Brenda, said it to Doug, said it to everybody. The lymphopod, and I've had other pneumatic, you know, compression things, and they just didn't work on me. This is a game changer for me and for people that are struggling with obesity. No doubt about it, Cam. No doubt.
Awesome.
And I mean, no, this I can't even tell you, because like you said, I had that, my abdomen, my sides, you know, have gotten that fibrous thing. And, you know, I mainly have it like in the inner thigh of my leg. And everybody knows I call, you know, my lobule Herbie, because he's been living on me for rent free for all these years, and I'm a little tired of him. And so it's time for him to go down. And the lymphopod is going to give me that tool and going to be part of it, to where this is like an answer to prayer, and it's just a God thing. And I know that, and you being in my life, you know, and having your support, Cam, and having the whole community support, to where you all, and I like that, where what's the tagline?
Because life can be better.
Wow. Because life can be better, dude. And this is a great title for the podcast, because life can be better, and because Cam, our Campion, everybody do that. Remember, if you want to think of Cam and look him up, think of Campion, and love we will that. Never do that. But Cam, brother, I just want to tell you thank you from the bottom of my heart for doing this episode.
And, it has been a pleasure, Sean. Absolutely,
man. You are the real deal, Cam. And I love you, man. I feel, you know, kindred hearts with you, and I'm just looking forward to the next chapter. So,
well, in the next chapter, we're gonna kick Herbie to the curbie. Yeah. I am evicting him right now. Consider this his eviction notice. And in the next couple weeks, I would love to check in with you. I know Brenda and Doug would too, because yes, I want to see that. Results. Because with Lymphopress, we want qualitative and quantitative results. That's the sweet spot, and that's what we're going to get with you, Sean. I'm confident.
I'm confident, too, because you doing that made me want to fight that much harder, because you're just like, we're going to do this. We're going to kill this, and we're going to crush it. So absolutely. That's what you did for me, brother. And I'm at the bottom of my heart, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. But anyways, thank you, Cam. Listen, folks, listen to me. You know what? You really are the best part of the obesity revolution, no doubt about it. And you know I love you, even with my dog barking in the background. It doesn't matter. We have lives. Listen to me. And I love you so much. And I want to thank you. Listen, we got to do life together. We got to do this because life is better. That's the bottom line. And this is what we're going to do, and this is what we're going to focus on. And guess what? We need to get healthy, and we need to stay healthy. And remember this. You have a community. You get in a community. You get the support. That's where it's at, because that makes us go the distance. And until next time, I love you.
Thanks for listening to the Obesity Revolution. Now it's your time to join the revolution. You can follow Sean's weight loss journey and get coached by trainer extraordinaire Brandon Glore at theobesityrevolution.com.